Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Two Up and Two Down. And today we've got The Burning. It's season 9 episode. So I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about this one. Chris, let's start with you. What's your first up?
Yeah, The Burning season 9. You know the drill. I got to find two positive things about this show and two negatives. Believe it or not, folks, this was the 6th to last episode ever Seinfeld history, right? Almost 31 million watched this. Jen Crittenden penned episode. I'm going to go, it's kind of one of my, believe it, it's season 9, but it's one of my favorites, Jerry's of all time. Guest star Sophie, Cindy Ann Buell, beautiful. You know, she was doing the whole, hey, it's me. Jerry returns the favor, and she says, Rafe? And then Jerry does the Rafe voice. Hey, what's going on? I love it. I mean, just, I don't know, it gets me every time. The silly voice, and then obviously the whole, you know, I'm scared to tell the tractor story, and then Rafe, oh, yeah, tractor story. And then just, you know, hangs up in a panic, the whole thing. Loved it. That's my first up.
All right. Yeah. Good one there. Tony, over to you. What's your first up?
Yeah. It sucks when you don't go first, folks. That was the big one. That was the big matzo soup ball, whatever you call it there. That was the matzo ball. That was the big one. That's the best. One of the best chairs of all time. I agree. What drives me to take these chances, he says. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of ups written down. He took one. So I'm going Kruger, my next up. You know, heading into the red or the black, whichever one's the bad one. It's a great Kruger. I mean, this is Kruger in a nutshell. It's probably Kruger's best episode. It works for me. You know, spinning on the chair, the whole thing. We'll get there. Maybe it gets played out towards the end, but that's more of a George thing than a Kruger thing. I thought Kruger did all right. I think this was Kruger. If you like Kruger, you definitely love this episode, is what I'm saying. You know, I don't mind Kruger. I get a kick out of Kruger every now and again. This is one of the episodes I do like Kruger a lot in. You know, when he's every one of his lines is a great Kruger line. You know, it gets mad at George when George tries to do too many jokes, you know, just everything about it. The black and red joke gets me every time. You know, which one's good, which one's bad. It's very funny, actually, if you think about it. No one ever really knows. Anywho, listen, season 9. That's gonna be my up, Kruger.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Nice shout out to Kruger there. All right. Chris, back to you. What's your second up?
Yeah. I enjoyed Kruger in those team meetings. You know, hey, listen, I've been in a million of them when the numbers don't look good and, you know, jokes help. So it's always kind of good to have a funny boss and, you know, it's rare, but Kruger's one of them for sure. For me, I'm going to go – I'm tying back into the tractor story here. I kind of love the – love. I kind of like the ending, friend of the show, Mickey, when they come in and they're talking about gonorrhea. I mean, again, it is season 8 and 9, cartoonish, but it's – you know, Mickey's been there a long time, and, you know, we're loyal to Mickey, and I think he was great. I just love the camaraderie with him and Kramer. They could be talking about anything, and they do everything. That's what they're such good friends. And then, you know, the gonorrhea thing, and then obviously Sophie talking about it, and then Jerry just flat out exits. Solid ending to a show. It wasn't what we're accustomed to in season 8 and 9, where we see some of these bizarre endings. I think it was just smart. We got to the heart of the tractor story finally. I did like that tie-in, and, you know, anyway, that's my second up. Kind of the ending there with Mickey and Kramer, just because I feel like those two together, for the most part, always elevated shows. So it was good to see them close out a show in that way.
Yeah, the Mickey Kramer combination is just one of the classics of the show. So, Tony, over to you. What's your second up here?
Yeah, true to season 9 form, I gave Kruger, O'Hara gives a little Mickey. I'm going to go Putty with my second up. You know, again, if you love Putty, you probably like this episode. O'Hara's making a face. Listen, I'm going, I have a few things I like about Putty this episode, a few things I don't, but I think overall, if you're looking for ups, it's season nine. I think Putty did his thing. Feels like an RB Knight's an all-timer. Everyone that loves Putty loves the RB Knight line. Don't boss me, he says to her. I love it. What did I do? He says, it's a perfect Putty. This is who Putty is, really. Those three lines, right? This is bogus, man. Those, I mean, that's it. I wrote those down. That's Putty. If you want to talk about who Putty is,
I'm not the one going to hell. I like that line as well.
Yeah. He throws that out, you know, get the newspaper thing. It's a solid Putty episode. Listen, if you're going to look for stuff in season nine, I think there's enough Putty here to give it my second up. I think, all Putty fans have to agree. I got a soft spot there for this one. I don't love all of Putty's stuff, but this is one that delivers second up.
All right. Yeah. Great. Thanks, Tony. So over to you, Chris, for your downs. Let's start with the first one.
Yeah. Listen, folks, it's season nine. You're going to find downs. And one that really always bothered me is when Jerry and George are having, you know, back at Monk's, if you will, right? Which we always uplift. The tractor discussion, George talking about losing her thumbs and then grafting her big toes on. Like, what? And then I think later he just keeps talking about toe thumbs. It's again, well, listen, we know where we're at. Season nine with George. Jason Alexander must have read that script and been like, you're not making me read this, are you? And they said, yes, Jason, you're making $600,000 an episode. You're reading those lines. It was one of those, okay? Toe thumbs? I mean, really big down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree there with that. That's a big down. So, Tony, over to you. What do you got for your second? Or I'm sorry, your first.
I was hoping he just stopped there because I'm going to piggyback off it at Monk's as well and George as well. The switcheroo conversation that Len when Elaine and Jerry are talking about the devil and all this other stuff. George, I'll have a coffee and a donut and a piece of devil fruitcake. So bad. And I know there's people out there right up like, what are you talking? It's so funny. That's smart writing. It's horrible. It is so bad. Is so stupid. And to Harris' point, it's not George. Oh, piece of donut, a coffee, and a devil food. So stupid. They just throw that in there. I can't stand it. The switcheroo conversation, it reminds me of the bad cold opens, but it's in the middle of the episode. Oh, what's a switcheroo? The goose and gander later on. Bad. It's just bad. I'm sorry. So I'm kind of picking back and off that other George stuff, which I agreed with, and I'm piling on. That's my second down is the Costanza switcheroo slash donut and a coffee devil food cake spiel. All
right. Well, thank you, Tony. Yeah, I agree with that, with the George and the whole food stuff. Chris, over to you. What do you got for your second down?
Yeah, that was a great kind of pile on, if you will. For me, it's, again, a theme in season nine, Elaine. Did she really bring anything to this episode? Meeting the priest? Bringing that guy back? Who I enjoyed in a couple other episodes with Bryan Cranston and the whole thing. But, you know, enough. Devil horn. How many times did she do the devil horns? It felt like the whole episode she's doing devil horns. I don't know. To your point, Putty was solid. But Elaine just didn't bring anything. Which just made Putty kind of useless, if you will. And I did think, again, beating a dead horse with the devil horns, had an issue with that. Because outside of that, there was really nothing for her this episode. So for me, Elaine's a pretty significant down.
All right. Yeah, it's tough when you make a down one of the main characters. All right. So Tony, wrap it up with your last down here.
I'm struggling, actually. That was my next down. I mean, the thing about this episode is the downs are such big, prevalent things. Like O'Hara mentioned, I mean, George was a huge down. Elaine was a huge down. I really don't have, like, another one. I kind of want to say the same one, but I will throw something out here just to kind of pile on a little bit. You know, it's a small one, but it kind of shows the the how bad George is, and I didn't really mention this one of my other downs, but the I touched on it, the ending when George is going nuts on Kruger, like just not doing any work. Wait, why aren't you doing anything? He's yelling at Jerry about it, then yelling. Since when does George want it? Like, what does he care? He should be happy that was this whole thing that Kruger doesn't care, so he doesn't care. Now he's all mad because why is Kruger helping me and screaming and yelling, and Kruger's eating in monks and you know, just to add to the just how bad the George stuff is in this episode, that just kind of ends it that way. I mean, it carries all the way to the final ending where George is just erupting because Kruger's not helping him. Says, when does George care about that? George should just be like eating the dinner with him, eating lunch with him, eating a cake with him. Like, who cares? I don't know. The whole episode's got problems, and I pulled that one out just from thinking about it because I didn't have another one written down because that Elaine one was so bad. The devil horn thing, like I mentioned. So I'm with you on all that, and I'm throwing one more George on top of it for my second down.
All right. Thank you, Tony. And Chris, now we're going to do the grades. So let's wrap everything up. What do you got? Start us off, please.
Yeah, Tony's influencing me here because I must have been in good mood while I was watching this. But it's interesting points. And there's some more George we didn't even talk about here, okay? Back it up.
I was going to say that for my next down, but it's so small. But it's
awesome. I know, but again, and I think you mentioned the coffee and donut line. You forgot about the Jesus fish line. Hey, when they're talking about Jesus fish to Jerry, and George says, Jerry, have any fish sticks? I mean, what are we doing? So George, there's just a bunch of these highlights where he's bad. Now, the showmanship stuff, you know, on principle, I think is, there's something there, you know, say the good line, get out of there. Believe me, been there. So I feel for that. And then the Elaine stuff, like I said, the devil horns, it's just like, there's just nothing with her. So it's not like the heavy weighted down of George. So it's kind of a tricky episode to grade because, Daniel Kim, the I Got Gonorrhea, the haunting memories of lost love, Kramer's Kramer, right? When Kramer's Kramer, we don't completely knock it down. Jerry, interesting. Sophie, Cindy, would love to have her on the show. Incredible actress. Mickey, Putty, you mentioned. Kruger. Man, I'm kind of struggling this one, and maybe I was in a good mood. I don't know what it is. But then I have to go back to how I typically grade. And when I think about George and Elaine bringing down an episode, so I'm gonna pivot a little bit. I had a one grade, but I'm gonna go D plus now for the Bernie. I had C minus, believe it or not, and a C. I mean, I must have been in a good mood, you know, the whole New Year spirit. But you know, I'll go D plus based on a lot of what you influenced there. I just think something's missing this episode. A couple of good things, but I think D plus is a fair grade.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Tony, get to it. What do you got for your grade here?
Yeah, I feel like maybe I influenced you, but I actually, you know, I'm not as down on this as maybe I sounded like I am. Because for everything you mentioned, listen, for me, it's probably a top five season nine episode. Not saying much, but it's, you know, like O'Hara mentioned, we're not in DF range at all on this one. I mean, Kramer delivers. His gonorrhea stuff is great. Kramer, Mickey's great. I gave Putty an up. I gave Kruger an up. Typical season nine, guest stars kind of lifting it. That old woman, she's just a liar and a bit of a tramp. I always like that line talking about, you know, the hip musicians with their complicated shoes. Not a bad George line. If the other words weren't in the episode, we'd like that one more, but there was too much bullshit from George. So I see it. They, the government, another George one. To Harris' point, the premise of It's Me is actually pretty good too. Like, you know, just maybe have that joke once and then, you know, Jerry does the whole, oh, Rafe, love Rafe. Listen, I thought I was going to like this more. I usually have a soft spot for this episode, but on the rewatch, I'm kind of the opposite of O'Hara. I rewatched it and was bringing myself down as the episode was going along. I started off loving it like I always do. And then I start seeing those holes that were poking and my grade started dropping. And I actually wrote down the exact grades O'Hara wrote down, the C and C minus. Those are my two grades I wrote down as well. And he talked me into my C minus. I almost went to a C. It's anywhere in this range we're talking. I think on any day you're watching, it probably depends on your mood and where you want to give credence. Bottom line is it's not, you know, we're not talking DF. It's just not a great episode. But it has its moments. I got a soft spot for Mickey, like O'Hara said. And, you know, I'll go C minus for the burning. I'll throw a bit of a bone. That's where it's going to land. It's a little bit below average, you know, season 9. What else can you say about it? That's my grade, C minus.
All right. Well, thank you guys. That's a D plus and C minus respectively. Again, really appreciate you guys letting us know what you feel about these shows. And thanks for everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you guys on the next one.